Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening to you folks. Good evening. It is March 24th, 2014, assuming I'm on the right planet and in the right time zone in the right universe. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. My name is Gary Wimmer, and we have two fine ladies as co-hosts with us tonight, Miss DC Love and Dawn Mystic Haven, who will be introducing themselves in just a moment. First, I want to say if we have any problems with Blog Talk Radio cutting off, being denial of service, which has happened a time or two, stick with us. If it disconnects me or any of the other hosts, we'll get back with you. So things do happen that are unexpected, as you probably pretty well know from life already. Having said that, I'm going to get my first fine lady here, Miss DC Love, to come on and introduce herself and tell us about herself. DC, how are you tonight, girl?
I'm great, Gare. I'm so happy to be here. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm a natural-born psychic medium, as well as being a channeler, a healer, and an empath. I consider myself to be an old soul. I have communicated with my loved ones who have crossed, and I've also been able to be in touch with the angels. I have a background in law enforcement, private investigation. I've studied the martial arts. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother. I'm a wife. And my mission right now is a mission of love. And love is what I do. Love is what I am. Love is what I listen to. My name is DC Love.
And that is Miss DC Love, full of love. And, of course, there's nothing better on the universe to be involved with or part of or have your name, for that matter, love. Great to be with you, my dear. Dawn, Mystic Haven. Go ahead. DC, was that you?
That was me, Gabby.
Hi, everyone. This is Dawn, Mystic Haven. Alegria to everybody. And for those of you who don't know what that means joy and happiness. So I'm wishing you all joy and happiness. like DC, I am a psychic medium. These are natural-born gifts, and I use these gifts to help people, and they are based on what spirit shows surrounding them at the time. With the mediumship, if somebody chooses to come through, then I will give messages. Sometimes they have something to say, sometimes they do not. But, I try to give as much as I can on that. Oh, let's see, I am an ordained minister and also a high priestess of the craft for about 30 years or so now. Let's see, I have two doctorates. A doctorate of divinity, a doctorate of metaphysics. I am also the owner of Natural Mystic Haven, which is a holistic line of natural bath and body care products, healing herbs, chakra lines, all kinds of stuff. And then there's also the Mystic Haven line, which is more of the magical line for, money drawing and love and this and that and pretty much anything. I am a single mother with a beautiful 4-year-old little girl. And so basically I just use the gifts and abilities that I have to help others. And I do so with love. Even if the messages that spirit may show may not be what somebody wants to hear, I do give them. But I do so with love. Just very honest. Anybody who knows me will tell you, you know, Mystic will always be honest with you. So there you go.
And we are glad to have both you ladies with us. It's always a pleasure to work with both y'all. Very neat ladies. And as you were saying, Mystic Haven, you may not get what you want, but if you try, sometimes you just might find you get what you need. So we have to always remember that in life. My name is Gary Wimmer. I've been actually getting involved in psychic work in the late 60s after reading a lot of books by Casey and so forth. 1972, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had a near-death experience that fascinating, most incredible thing I've ever been through. I wrote a book about it called The Second in Eternity, which is available on both Amazon and Kindle. It's a fascinating true story with the police records in there. It was quite a public experience, needless to say. In 1980, I met a lady who gave readings using lithomancy, and I'll be doing some readings using lithomancy tonight. This system involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and 6 stones based on life. In a nutshell, I charge the stones up, have whoever I'm speaking with say drop. I drop them and I read them like a clock over the next 12 weeks. Also wrote a book on this called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, for those of you folks who would like to look into this highly revealing but very little known methodology. So I hope to turn more people onto it. It's fascinating methodology. I'm also on a radio show on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday nights, this same time, called A Second in Eternity, if you want to check that out. We've got a lot of callers in here tonight, so see, we've got quite a few. So we're going to take them, as always, in the order people called in. And probably the first couple rounds, we'll all do a little short reading for you. And after the first couple of people, we may start alternating because we'd like to get to everybody if we can. So, again, we're so glad to have you folks with us. And we are going to show you how happy here as soon as I can find the button here. Yes, indeed. Happy to have you folks with us. I'm happy to have our great fine host. So we are going to start off with area code 818. Let me get you online, 818. Studio's going
Hello?
A little slow. Yeah, can you hear me, 818?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, well, it's not showing that you're even connected yet, so you stunned the technology that I'm using. What's your name, my dear?
Monique.
Monique, how are you, my girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you the 3-for-1 special, and we're going to start with Miss DC Love. DC, this is Monique.
Hello, Monique. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I was calling because I am in the process of looking for a new place to live. I've been having a very difficult time, and I think maybe it's because of the budget that I'm working with. And I was wondering that, you know, if I raise the budget, I'm waiting on a project to come through. It hasn't quite came through yet. Just wondering if I need to raise the budget and perhaps find something that will be comfortable for me, or I don't know. What type of insight could you guys give me?
Okay, let's see. The first thing I'm hearing that Spirit is telling me is slow and steady is going to win the race, is the first thing that I'm hearing. And they want you to trust that, like, taking life at a more, like, leisurely pace is going to give you greater success in reaching your dreams. So they're telling me, like, slow down a little bit and, you know, savor the moment. Does that make any sense to you? Do you feel like you're moving too fast?
Actually, no. I feel like I'm way behind. It's been 2 months now since I've been without
uh-huh.
a place. So.
Okay, let's
yeah.
see. Well, that's what they're giving me. So I don't know, maybe it's, you know, it means like a little bit different of a meaning in a different like way that you're perceiving it, so I'm not sure. But they're telling me that if you expect the unexpected, you're going to see some miracles. I do see a couple
okay.
of detours on your path, hon, and I do see like a few surprises. So they want you to get ready for all of this good stuff, and they're saying no, like no matter like how hard that you try to make these plans and everything, there's going to be like a couple little detours, but they're going to be a little inconvenient, but there's going to be like a lot of surprises on your path. And,
okay.
You know, this is the way it's supposed to work out for you because, like, life is full of surprises. So they're saying stay on your toes and enjoy this exciting adventure that you weren't really expecting. And there is a plan for your life. It may not match up with your agenda right now, but it's going to be good. Dawn?
Okay.
The amount that I'm getting on this one, is your price range right around the 600 mark?
I'm sorry?
Is your price range right around the 600 mark?
No. It's more than that. It has to be.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be more than that.
Has to be more than that, okay, because
yes.
Is it a house that you're looking for?
Well, I'm open house, townhouse, apartment.
Okay, yeah.
But it's not just for me. I have children as well.
Right, that's it, yeah. Because what Spirit is showing me on this one, the time frame on this, the Spirit is saying just kind of take time with this, don't rush. The time frame that I'm getting on this is more like end of May, beginning of June type of thing, the actual physical moving part. Not to be quick to jump, you know what I mean, on something. What I'm showing on this one is that a not a time frame on it. I just told you that one. The amount was right around 600, but it looks like it's a pretty big place. You know what I mean? I want to say like a really huge apartment, huge, big room, really big room. And there's a bunch of them. So, but that's the price range that I'm seeing, but it's a good deal. Okay, it's a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably won't even see that until, like, advertised or anything until May, which is why Spirit is saying, you know, just don't be so quick to jump at something else because this one is going to be showing itself, like, mid-May, and then you'll know. And it'll have things included with it. Okay, so, like, you know, water and heat, you know, things like that. So the more that's included, the better for you. That means the less you'll have to be paying, you know, for other utilities. But that's what's been, hold on, $675 is the price I just got, $675.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad deal because
okay.
This place looks really, really big, and that's what
okay.
you want. And that's a good deal. It's a really good deal. So when you see that, jump on it. And I don't feel that you will have any kind of problem as far as getting it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what Spirit has shown me on this one.
Okay.
And Monique, this is Gary. If you'd like, I'll drop these 16 stones for you and tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So all you have to do, my dear, I've been listening and putting my energy into these stones for you. All you have to do is say drop. And whenever you say drop, I'll drop and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you do feel a lot of pressure with time. I can feel that. A lot of stones right here in the center. But it does feel like you've got the magic stone here toward paperwork and commitment. And as well, real close to the home stone, Venus, which represents kids, and the love stone. So, and it feels like some changes recently in the past are sort of propelling you to feel a certain sense of expediency or need or pressure. However, it feels like things are more flowing than your way than you realize. And in the next week or so, or 2 weeks, it feels like you're getting a lot of fresh ideas, fresh options. And there's a lot of luck attached with this, too, because it does feel like by the next couple of weeks, not only getting information about your place, your relationship, your kids, how this all fits together, it's also healing with a lot of things about your past, about communication, and helping you make better decisions, and helping you feel like emotionally empowered again. And all these progressive things I've named here are coming into play really rather quickly in the next week or two, or sooner. And with the luck stone right next to the life stone, this is telling me to, even though you feel like pressure of time and responsibility and those sorts of things, also feel lucky. Start feeling lucky. Start bringing that to yourself. And this is easing the pressure on yourself. And as you do that, you're going to find things work out quite well for you. Just the next 2 weeks, you're going to feel a lot of change of temperament, and that's the main thing. And by the third and fourth week, a lot of good surprises bringing luck in. I wouldn't be surprised by the fifth and sixth and seventh week if this is all settled out in some way. You've got fresh plans about place, about your kids, and so forth. And it does feel like from about the seventh and eighth and ninth week on, not only are you making this move, but it helps you realize the new direction in your life on a lot of areas. So be patient with yourself. Okay. You're actually in a better cycle than you realize right now. Give yourself a little time to take a deep breath and enjoy what's happening. And love yourself, God, the kids, where you're at. Smile, be happy, take a deep breath, and start over tomorrow and see these new miracles happening for you. Does that help you, my dear?
Absolutely, it did. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl. And Monique, and to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. Go back to this show. You can download the archives, and you can listen again. And actually, you can download the recording to your computer and listen to it in real time on your own time. We're going to go to 256 next, and then following that will be 310 and 561 and several more. So you guys stick with us. 256, let me get you online. Can you hear me, 256?
Yes, I can. This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, how are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm great. What about you?
Oh, we're all doing pretty good. We don't live in Ukraine. We don't live in Syria. We count our blessings. Hey, Kimberly, I'm going to let DC Love put some of her love on you, okay?
Okay.
DC?
Hi, Kimberly. DC, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on this evening, hon?
Well, kind of like the last caller, I'm in no rush, though, but I'm looking for a place to stay, and I have two agents that, you know, are attempting to help me, but everything they send me I really don't like. So I just want to know, you know, like the time frame, because I have a 16-year-old son, so I'm looking for like a townhome feeling. So I was just wondering, you know, when. I'm looking on my own also.
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing from the angels, they're telling me that your prayers have been answered and a new door is being held open for you.
Okay.
And they're telling you sometimes, like, something has to fall apart before it can fall together, and they want you to make room for new loving people and experiences that are going to enter your life. And they're asking you to let go of things like that don't serve you, like right now is what they're saying.
Okay.
I mean, this is what they're telling me, like, right now.
Okay.
Okay. And I see, like, an emotional challenge here. And they're telling me to tell you to follow your heart and make your values a priority. So I don't know. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying if you're not making your values a priority, you may feel like an ache or a pain in your heart that's causing you to feel like sad or something's missing, and you might not be quite sure what it is. It's your heart trying to tell you something. So the angels are saying, hon, like, please listen carefully to every feeling that you're experiencing presently, because there's a message that is trying to be heard. And if you feel anything like that, it may, you know, cause you to, like, ask a question. What is it that I truly need, you know, to hear? And if you follow your heart, the angels are telling me that you're going to have, like, joy and abundance coming to you your way. So that's the second thing, like, they told me.
Okay.
And they're saying that you're about to discover your life purpose, hun. That your life path that you're on now, like, everything in your life path is, you know, it's not an accident. And everything you're going through right now is serving a purpose for you. And that's what they're telling me, too. Despite, like, what you're feeling right now, the time that you're going through, it's going to be a beautiful gift. But they're saying, like, please, like, right now, like, stop resisting is what I'm hearing. There's some resistance going on with you presently, hon.
But yes.
Yeah?
You're right on. I'm in the process of accepting, letting go. And, you know, I'm finding that it's actually healthier and more peaceful.
Oh, definitely. And that's it. You're getting the message, and that's a great thing.
Yep.
And I see that also, like, you're in the process of a deep, beautiful change is what they're showing me, the angels. And they're telling me to tell you that, like, letting go, it's not easy, especially when you've lived your life and you've always thought, like, a certain way. But they show me a caterpillar, and then they show me, like, a big, beautiful butterfly, and you're actually turning, like, into that big, beautiful butterfly. So, I mean, that's, like, really, really beautiful. And they're saying, like, you know, even if you have, like, some fear, you have to accept this time because it's a beautiful transformation ahead of you. And there's going to be, like, some things that are going to make you, like, you know, wonder and everything. But you're going to love the person that you're becoming. And with that, I'm going to turn you over to Dawn.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Spirit was, when, you know, just listening, Spirit was saying there's going to be an ad coming up more toward the end of this month, okay, and into the beginning part of April, so to keep an eye out for it.
Okay.
This is going to be, it's a lease purchase, 100% financing. Okay, this from what I'm actually seeing, that's what it says, lease purchase, 100% financing, owner financing, which is what you want.
Okay.
And I think it is a townhouse.
Okay.
When you see this, call them.
Okay.
Okay. Call them right away because these realtors, are you looking to purchase or are you just looking to rent?
I really would like to do a lease purchase. That's what I was telling the real estate agent when I was talking to her. I'd rather do a lease purchase, you know, while I'm working on my credit. And if the owner, you know, was wanted
finally
to do that.
Yeah. Now, see, realtors, they don't like to do that because they don't make any money. They don't make money doing that. Okay, so, but if you're looking on your own, you know what I mean, and it will be, more than likely it will be within your income, but this way you contact the owner directly, and as long as it says 100% owner financing, then that's what you want because you are dealing directly with the owner. Okay, so anything that you're paying, the principal, the majority of that, of what you're paying, will be going toward the principal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you can set your own terms for however many years. Try to keep it, Spirit is saying it, for about 5 years, which is good because they're not asking a whole lot, you know, but it'll be within your, I mean, it can be further than that. This owner, it's a man, I believe. He's very reasonable. He's an older gentleman, I think.
Okay.
But he will be willing to work with you on this. Okay? So look for that, right? Look for, and there's probably going to be more than one, but look for the one that specifically states 100% owner financing. That's going to be the one that you want to go with.
Okay.
Okay, and I wouldn't say anything to the realtors about this until it's a done deal.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Otherwise, they can try and swoop in, even though they don't really make any money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, and I only know this from having, you know, worked in the real estate field. You know, I know how realtors can be. So
okay.
So That's what was shown on this. That was the first thing that Spirit was saying was lease purchase is coming up. So it's hard to keep an eye out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Kimberly, you're our second caller. You also get a 3-for-1. We may start rotating after this because we have a lot of callers. But if you'd like, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months using the 16 stone. Okay, my dear. All you have to do is say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Drop.
You're ready to go. Well, actually, it looks like just in the first week or so, you've learned a lot about your emotions, a lot about love, and a lot about other things in this process, relationships, a lot of things that are completely different from the place. You've gone through a lot of that. And I think going through a lot of that has given you this sense of, like, firmness and strength. And you may not see it 100%, but it's coming into play here in the next couple days and week. And it's going to help you feel more confident about your life, more balanced, more able to communicate, make decisions to your advantage. So you know how to, it almost feels like you're ready to bargain better. You know, be very clear and very determined, flexible, but inspired. And I think something about love is bringing that to the surface in a way that's, you probably wouldn't feel as confident and lucky as you're going to feel in this period had you not gone through some sort of shakeups that almost said, well, it begins and ends here, so I'm going to kick ass, so to speak. And that's a good thing for you to go through. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
I can see the way these stones are pointing about this, but it did give you the confidence to sort of have a whole new perspective about things. And I feel by the third and fourth week here, you're going to not only go through a lot of changes the next couple weeks that are very inspiring for you and make you put all this past nonsense where it belongs in the nonsense category, get re-inspired. And I feel like by the third and fourth week here, not only are you getting good news, but a fresh founding of your home, your situation, or at least information about it. And by the sixth week here, fifth and sixth week, I'm going kind of fast. I can only cover so much. But by the fifth and sixth week, you've got Jupiter, and it's pointing outside the circle. So you are feel a lot of abundance, expansion, security, good finances, and things like that. And from about the 8th to the 12th week on, you're going to realize why you went through a lot of these love issues and why it helped you reinvigorate yourself, re-inspire yourself, and why, even though those may not look related now, what it's brought to you as far as confidence and determination will stick around. And I feel like you're going to have a love back in your life in quite a very empowering way. This is like a real culmination of a lot of experience and knowledge and so forth and learning. So don't be intimidated by it, girl.
Okay.
Get out there and win. You with us?
Okay.
That makes
Thank
sense
you
to
so
you, girl?
Much. Yes.
You too, Kimberly. And again, all you folks can download the archives or listen back on the archives. And you can certainly find a lot about Miss DC Love, Miss Dawn, Mystic Haven, and myself, Gary Wimmer, on psychicsgonewild.com. So y'all check us out. We can certainly cover a lot more in a long reading than we can in just a few minutes. Now, we have a lot of callers, and we're about almost an hour into the show. So to try to get everybody, we're going to rotate, and I'm going to let this next call go to DC. This is from area code 310. Are you there, 310?
Yes, hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Susan, we're great. Yes. Glad to have you with us tonight. Meet DC Love.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, DC.
Good to meet you. How's everything?
Oh, it's going okay, I guess. I was just wondering. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering if you had any insight regarding a job for me. I actually applied for something different, and I was curious if it's going to come to fruition.
Okay, I'm hearing the angels are saying to me to stay strong, and inside you have everything you need to make this job happen. The skills, you already have them. And I'm hearing, like, you have loved ones on the other side. They're telling you to stand your ground. You know, just relax. You can handle this, and your loved ones on the other side are going to help you with this job. And that's the thing that they're telling me. So how do you feel? Like I said, you do have the skills is what I'm hearing. That's what they're telling me? Okay, and they're also saying listen to your inner voice, because they're going to communicate with you, and you have the ability to hear them is what they're saying. So they're going to give you, like, some little hints and everything, and they're going to help you, you know, to get this job. This is what I'm hearing. And then let's see. Okay. I see like a beautiful shift coming within you, hun. I mean, you're changing and everything, and it's not going to be painful. You're going to do it like so gracefully is what the spirits are telling me.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I also see, though, right now it's a time that you need to release, like, some emotions, maybe, like, some little patterns of thinking, like, about even, like gaining a job, that you have to let go of it. Because once you let go of it, that's, like, the transformation that you're going to go through is going to start. So just relax and just, like, let go of, what, like, all the old feelings that you have.
Okay.
I see beautiful new beginnings starting for you. And everything is balancing out. And, I mean, I'm hearing go with the flow, stop, like, kicking and screaming and stuff. But it looks like it's going to be really good. I'm just going to look one more thing. Let's see. And then I just see you, I see, like, right now, a beautiful, like, treasure chest is what they're showing me. And they're saying that you're always protected and you're divinely guarded. So although you feel like right now you're going through a time, like, where you're, like, risking a lot is what you're thinking, they're saying that you're, you know, your proverbial, like, your little nest egg that you have, you're going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine. The angels are watching over you on. So, I mean, it looks like it's going to be okay. And just have faith. You know, you do have loved ones on the other side there that are going to help you, too. But it looks good. So just, you know, have faith in yourself and let go of, like, any old beliefs that, you know, that you can't do this or you don't have the skills, because they're telling me that it's going to be fine and you do have everything that you need and it's going to be fine.
Awesome.
Okay. So I hope that helps you. And, you know, keep in touch with us. Let us know, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
And Susan, thank you for tuning in. Again, folks, we're going to rotate because we have a lot of callers, and we're always glad to have a lot of callers, but that means we're going to rotate and give everybody a little taste of what everybody does. This is area code 561, and I'm going to connect you with Dawn Mystic Haven. 561, who are we speaking with? Can you hear me, 561? You there?
Hello?
Hello, 561, yes. Who are we speaking with?
Mary Heron?
Mary? Is that correct?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Good to have you on. We are rotating readers just to get a little bit of everybody in. So this is Dawn Mystic Haven. Dawn? This is
Hi,
Mary.
Mary. How are you?
Can you hear me, honey?
Yes, Dawn.
Okay. How are you?
You know, last caller, waiting for a job, love life's not going well.
You're really breaking up there, sweetheart. What'd you say?
Well, you know, it's like the last caller, looking for a job and what else? Love life's not existent.
Oh, okay. Okay, so basically career, love life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Well, they're saying, they're showing phones, headset. You have, like, a headset? Phones. Have you ever done any type of customer service work?
I have experience, so that's why I won't get hired for it.
You don't have experience?
No, I went on interviews and they don't take me because I don't have experience with that.
With the customer service?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my. Yeah, but you've got a lot of experience in other areas here. Let me see. Have you tried going through a temp service?
Yeah. So far, I haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Still waiting.
Okay, because
I went on an interview today. I went on a job interview today also.
Okay. Okay, because they're showing an office type of setting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, like, the headphone, you know what I mean, for the phones type of thing? That's why I'm thinking customer service. But it looks like an office type of a setting. And it's not, or maybe reception. That could be it, too, if it's just simple reception. So it may not just be customer service. The positions that you're interviewing for, are they within that reception type of area?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and that would make sense. Sometimes you have to start, I don't want to say, like, at the bottom, but in order to gain experience, you have to start somewhere. You know what I mean? And that is actually a good area to start at, you know, if you want to really learn, especially in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one that you interviewed with today, was this through a temp service?
No.
Okay. Because I think that they are going to have you go on a couple of different interviews pretty soon. Pretty soon. I've seen at least three of them within the next 2 weeks.
So you think I'm going to get a job through the temp agencies?
Probably. Probably. I mean, that's always subject to change, you know what I mean, based on decisions of others. But, again, as long as it's in most temp agencies, I mean, it depends on what type of position it is. There's one, if they call you on this one, this is like a long term, like 3 months. See, and it varies, too. A lot of stuff is up in the air with you. A lot of stuff here. You've got, like, a lot of energy going on here. A lot of stuff in the air. This includes your romantic life as well, I feel.
Yeah, it's like I had a date, but no chemistry. You know, with somebody that I have an attraction to.
Yeah. As far as
do you see when I'll find somebody I'm attracted to? Because chemistry is important.
Because what?
Chemistry is important, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if it's not there, it's not there.
I know. I can't force it. You know, the guy, you know, this guy from, what was it, last week? I'm not attracted to at all, you know.
Right. Something.
He likes me, but.
Yeah, but if the feeling's not mutual, there's no sense in.
I know. I can't help it.
What you may want to focus on right now, honey, okay, because Spirit is saying don't worry about the little stuff, okay, and that would include romantic stuff, okay? You want to get things into priorities first, okay, because once you do that, get yourself reestablished, everything else will fall into place. But it's one thing, because if you try and have 20 different things that you're trying to get working all at one time.
I'm diligently trying with the job, and that's not going. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Okay. So then that should be your primary focus right now. Okay, as far as any type of relationships, put that on the back burner for right now. This is what Spirit wants you to know. It's a matter of...
Well, I've been on the back burner. I mean, I just go for the jobs, and you keep getting rejected. That doesn't make you feel good.
Oh, I know, but you can't give up. You can't give up. And you have to remember, honey, this time of year, most companies between January and the end of March, they usually, that's when all the layoffs occur. Okay, and they do not start rehiring until the end of March, beginning of April. It's usually the second fiscal quarter. That's when they start to bring new people in. So the interviewing that you're going to be doing, you know, they are looking to hire. So let me see on this one. They're showing by the second week of April, it looks like, second or third, like right in the middle of April. It's right before Easter. You should be starting a new position. And again, like I said, I see an office setting with this one. My first thought was customer service, but it's probably reception. And that's okay, because you know what? Sometimes receptionists make more than customer service people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm worried because, you know, my unemployment's running out. So you know how that goes pretty quickly.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you know, this president, he stopped the EUC, you know, so people can't.
So now you understand why.
Yes. But that's what I'm being shown on this, okay? That looks like what it is, because it's like a front desk. So it probably is reception. And that's a good place to start. It really is. because you will become more familiar with that type of work. Okay.
So you're saying you think it's from a mine or from a temp agency?
I'm feeling it's through a temp agency.
Yeah.
But sometimes with a temp agency too, honey, you can, a lot of these companies, it's one of these types of things where once you're there after 90 days, by law, they have to either, you know, stop using you or bring you on full-time through the company.
Yeah, but with one temp agency I went to, what I like about it, that if you keep working for them, that they have health coverage and everything.
Right, right. So in either case, you know, I mean, that'll be there. So if you stick with them, I mean, it'll be your choice, okay, because it, you know,
oh, okay.
It is being shown that you will, you know, the possibility of, depending on how well you do, again, everything is based on your own choices, your own decisions, that they may choose to say, okay, well, we like you, we like how well you are with our clients, you know, things like that. We want to offer you a position within our company. In either case, you will still get the health care. Okay, you will still get it, and it comes with a, you know, a little bit of a raise, you know, so that's good. That's good.
Oh, good, because I never want to go 6 months without work. You know, it's scary.
Mary,
mm-hmm.
We're
going
to
oh,
have
I know.
To move on because we've got a lot of callers. I wanted to just say one thing real quick to you because I kept feeling this. When you go in for an interview, you look those people mm-hmm. in the eye, and you be cool, calm, collected, and confident, and you tell mm-hmm. them you'll be the person they need. I feel mm-hmm. this lack of confidence in you, and that's conquerable.
Well,
you understand what
well,
I'm saying, girl?
I tell them I've been at my job for 8 years. I've been at one for 6 years, you know. But when you're out of work for six consecutive months, they begin,
I know, but,
you know.
I know, but
that's
I know,
the
but
problem.
The
that's what makes me insecure.
That's true, but you don't want to wallow in insecurity. You want to wallow in the fact that you're going to nail that person and get them to hire you. And that's the thought that has to be in your head more than anything, really. Think about that, girl. We're going to have to move on, Mary. We've got a lot of callers in tonight, and you can listen back to the show and check on the archives, and we're all going to wish you luck. Because we know
oh,
that you're...
Oh, thank you, Gary, and, yeah. And thank you, Don, so much.
Oh,
you
are.
I really, you know, feel better because, you know...
Don't be afraid to be a winner, Mary. Don't be afraid to be a winner. Start thinking of yourself that way. Okay, girl?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you. We're going to alternate again, and so I'm going to take area code 216, and then we're moving on to 561 and 570. 216, are you there?
I am. Hello. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. My first girlfriend when I was in the fourth grade was named Sharon. I've always loved that name.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, you don't hear it that often anymore, you know?
No, I know. You don't. You really don't. It's one of our, you must be... you know, somewhere past 35 or 40, you know.
I am, actually. Yeah, that's funny.
Okay,
that's
sure.
A good point.
I'm going
okay,
to offer you a free lipmancy reading. You want to do that? This will cover the next 3 months in general. And,
well, can I ask a question?
Sure, you can ask a question, and I'll put that into it as well.
Yes, okay. I'm looking for employment also, okay, and... Ooh, I'm on 3 months now, and I had an interview today. I have two on Wednesday, and I'm starting to get callback, you know, follow responses. So I want to know if I'm going to get one of these jobs or if you can see a timing when I'll be in a job. How's that? Hopefully
that's good,
I'll get
girl.
One of these jobs.
I'll tell you what, all you have to do when it feels right for you is say drop, and
okay.
I'll concentrate on that level of this reading.
Oh, boy, okay.
Relax, baby. Whenever you say drop.
Go ahead and drop.
Okay.
Being unemployed, it's not fun.
No, but you've got Mercury at the highest point here, and Mercury has to do with communication and decisions. So you're probably at a power point now more than you have been because you're emotionally, almost like... empowering yourself, daring yourself to come out ahead. And it feels like just in the next couple weeks, yes, you do have good feedback on these interviews. You have people who believe in you and trust in you and see opportunity in you. Different interviews, different ratios thereof. But it feels like by the second and into the third week here, you're either got a job or you're in training for it. Because it does feel like a lot of good things.
You finally saw it. Yes. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Go on.
No, it feels like that because there's some sort of commitment, training, and that sort of thing. It also brings out other talents in you. It might be something different, a little along your field, but something a little different.
They all are.
Yeah, I could feel
it. One of them's not.
Like,
one of them's in the... Okay.
It feels like there's just a lot of good, interesting change for you that's very inspiring and empowering. And I think what this is going to do for you, I think why you've gone through this delay is because I see this cluster of stones here, which is indicating you've had to, reinstigate your confidence, your courage, your trust in God and the universe, your own convictions, your own strength. And you've had to do that a couple times, and it's kind of like practicing the piano. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And so it's becoming more second nature for you through this process, especially when you realize that you're going to come out ahead on this in spite of the time delay and the frustration. And it's going to bring you probably more of a sense of empowerment, confidence, flexibility, determination, those sorts of things, than it would have been had you been able to land the next job 6 months ago or whenever. Do you see what I'm saying? Going through this is going to bring you up in a lot of more courage because you've had to dig deep within yourself and find this really beautiful, hardworking, ethical, determined, courageous, spiritually empowered parts of yourself. You've had to re-enliven those. And so as you do that and as you get good feedback on the job and the career and do that, you're going to realize by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, how this really helps you not only with your life and balance and relationships and love and purposefulness and direction, but it's helping you know how to continue to create this system of luck. It's like sort of being deprived of water, for example, makes you want to drink more, you know, makes you want to be wiser.
I know. Okay.
Conserve in the future, save your resources, that sort of thing. So renew this vow to yourself that you're going to come out ahead. That's this decision right at the top with Mercury. And then right below it is the moon, and it's showing emotions and empowerment. And that is like one of the gears that has to be put into play, as well as communication, determination, looking people in the eyes, all that sort of sellability stuff. But it looks really good for you. Probably looks better than you realized, because you've kind of processed your doubt enough. You're ready to see the rewards of not punishing yourself, so to speak. Okay.
Okay. So you do really. I'm going to land one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're going to land a job. I just can't tell which one. And it seems like there's different priorities here, different locations, different contingencies, different salaries, and I'm not sure you're going to get offered all three of them. But I wouldn't be surprised if you get two out of three. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you get some good feeling. So go in there with that in your mind. This is the decision right at the top, Mercury. It's saying go in there, decide you're going to do it. Let the world prove you wrong rather than prove you right by saying I probably won't get it.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense to you, Sharon?
Yes, it does. It does.
You're going to come out of this three-month period much wiser, smarter, more empowered, and less regretful than you think. So be re-inspired, girl.
Okay. As usual, Gary, thank you so much, okay?
You too.
Hey,
my dear.
Blessings all of you. Have a nice night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
See, you got triple stereo. Thank you for calling in, Sharon. How's that? We're always glad to have you callers. We are rotating so we can kind of get to a little bit of everybody, and the next call is going to be 561 followed by 570 and 323. So you folks stick with us. And 561, let me get you on the line here. Who am I speaking with? 561?
Gary, this is Lena. Hi, Gary. This is Lena. How are you?
Lena?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay, well, my hearing's a little bit bad and my brain's even worse, so I'm glad I got it right. Hey, I hear my cohorts laughing in the background. Well, Lena, I'm going to let the beautiful, wise, illustrious DC Love give you some love. How's that, girl?
That's great. Thank you.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
Yeah, how are you? Just wanted
but what's
to see.
Plan?
I want to see what you see coming up for me. I'm going through a transition right now. I'm getting ready to move into
okay.
my friend's house, and I'm looking for a job. I'm waiting. I just went on the background check today. I'm waiting for that to come through. It's only
okay.
part time, but I'm hoping maybe it might turn into full time.
Okay. The first thing the angels are showing me. That is that you've really been experiencing like some kind of like challenges, and
yeah.
saying that there may be people like around you, they have like different, you know, different values and goals, and there may be like, you know, a little bit of like a disagreement with them on how you should, you know, go about what you want to do. But I'm hearing the angels are saying, you know, like success is possible, and it just takes a little effort, and I see like sort of like a competitive situation they're showing me. And they're saying there's something that has to be like clarified in order to like find a resolution. Now that's the first thing that they showed me.
Are you talking about a work or a living situation?
Yeah, that's well I believe so. I'm like they're showing me like you said a little situation. I want to see what else they say. Let's see.
The work or living?
I'm not sure. They're not telling me specifically, hon, but like a clash of wills. So are you having a problem at work or are you having a problem at home?
I mean, I'm getting ready to move into my friend's home in about a few weeks, maybe a month. So
okay.
I haven't started the job yet, but I don't
whatever.
Know if this is him.
Okay, they're saying like whatever situation that you went through, it's like ending. And they're saying endings
yeah.
are good because I see, like, they're showing me, like, new beginnings for you. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
you've been, like, a little bit sad about stuff. But you have, like, mixed feelings, and you do feel, like, a little relief presently is what
yes,
I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay. And they're saying, you know what, expect your circumstances. They're going to improve. And they're saying, like, in regard to a career, it may take a little time, like, in regard to, like, to your career. But they're saying, like, don't put limits on, you know, like, what you think you could do is what they're telling me. And they're saying
mm-hmm.
that, like, you're going to see some opportunities is what they're saying as well. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, hon. Okay. What I'm hearing as well is you're trying to make a decision, and the angels are going to guide you carefully and they're going to help you, like, with this decision. Let me see.
Yeah, because I don't want to turn down a job. I mean, if I get
okay.
a part-time job, I still want to
do you have any kind of, like, I'm also saying, like, I don't understand this. Is there any kind of, like, a legal problem going on or something in, like, that regard? Because they're showing me some kind of problem somewhere, and it's going to turn out, like, positively is what I'm hearing. And they're saying, like, you know, like, they're showing me that you have to review some kind of a document or a contract or something before signing. So they're showing me that it's very important, like, that you, like, really look over this contract. Is that, like, the next thing I hear? So I don't know, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I'm not supposed to sign. I'm not up to, I mean, I don't know about signing any contract.
Okay, well, maybe it's in regards, like, it's, I don't know, sometimes depending on the job or something, you know, that sometimes happens as well as, you know, with the job. But they're saying there's some kind of a legal document. And I'm also hearing, like, the same thing, like, you have to, like, look at the details, hon, is what they're telling me. There's something that you have to look at the details. So I want to see. Okay, yeah, let's see. They're saying you really have to, like, you have to be really aware of, like, the fine print. And look, there's something that you have to know that lies in the details. So they're saying, like, if you're entering into any kind of agreement of any kind, they want you to pay attention before it's too late. And they're saying, you know, like, clarity right here is the key for you, and you're gonna gain some understanding. And they want you to, like, I guess if you go in for, like, you know, maybe a second interview or whatever, they're saying watch the person's body language. And
yeah.
they're saying watch their facial expressions is what I'm hearing. And you're going to get, like, a better idea of what's going on.
Yeah, because the lady that I interviewed with on this job,
yeah,
she seemed very, you know, I don't know, stern. Like, she wouldn't even look at me in the interview, and I just thought that was odd.
Right, right. Well, that's what they're saying. Like, you really have to, like, you know, like, watch the facial expressions, and that's going to tell you, give you a good indication of the person, you know, that you may be working for. But they're saying, like, just take it slow and stuff, and trust that, you know, don't, like, they're saying, don't hurry it up. Take it, like, at a slower pace and everything, and slow down a little bit, and, you know, to just savor the moment for a second. Let's see.
I'm not too sure about working with her. She seems like a tyrant.
Check out the body language. Check out the facial expressions. But I know, like, they're also telling me, hon, that you're very comfortable, like, you know, in your own skin, basically.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a really, really good thing. And they're
people
just saying that you're secure about yourself.
Mm-hmm. People get intimidated by me. I have no idea. I try and do a good job.
Right,
I don't
right.
know what to talk. Everywhere I go, I have this problem.
Okay. You know what? You're going to be staying on the right path, though. But just like you said, you have to be aware of what's going like on around John. So that's like, you know, that's really important. Just be like really aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just want to see. If there's anything else from them, from the angels, let's see. Okay. John, do you have anything else that you could add to help her?
Basically, no, it's pretty much what you were telling her.
Right.
Patience is a big thing on this one. Because
right.
there's a lot of patience, but I have to agree, everything that you've been dealing with, honey, it is going to be coming to an end. So once you make this move, you will start to be able to think a little bit clearer than what you are right now.
Yeah.
Because there's just like this whole, almost like a swirling of confusion around you.
Yeah.
But you can get that under control. You can choose to do that. Okay. So basically put priorities. I mean, and as far as that interview goes, yes, this was a very stern person. But
yeah.
again, this is somebody in a position of authority. You know, and sometimes, you know, not everybody is good with others, especially when it comes with interviewing. You know what I mean? I wouldn't take it too personally, okay? Just when you go for these interviews, just be yourself. You know what you're capable of, and project that, okay? Go in with assurance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, do you think I should... Do you think this job might lead to full time, or do you think I should, as you see something else coming up for me, I really need full time? Huh.
Right. There's going to be some other ones. Be aggressive when in your searches. Be aggressive. Okay. Don't be afraid to do that. And just put yourself out there. And like Gary had told another caller, you know, when you go in with confidence. This is what I know how to do. These are my talents that I can give to your company. This is why you need me.
Squeaky wheel gets noticed. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Be the squeaky wheel.
Yeah. Okay. I think by the end of April, you'll be doing much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hope. Right. Yeah, I think so too. I'm going to have to, I feel like April's going to be very intense. I just feel it coming on.
Yeah, so I think by the end of April, because by then you'll have the move over with, because that in itself can be a stressful thing. But I'm seeing toward the end of April you'll be more in a better place, you know what I mean, as far as you'll be able to think clearer. You'll just have better direction at that point.
Do you think I'll be working by then, or this part-time job?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Again, everything is based on decisions. But how you present yourself, you know, is a big thing. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, this is what I can give to you. This is why you want to hire me. Okay?
Because mm-hmm, I have another interview.
Your aggression will work in your favor.
Yeah, because I have another interview on Friday, but that's full time. But I'm still trying to go for this other part-time job. I want to get something, but she made a comment to me, you know, she doesn't want to train me in 3 months of I leave for a full-time job. She made that very clear to me in the interview, which I, you know.
Well, don't be intimidated. Like I said, I mean, some people, they may come across as a certain way. It does not mean that they are necessarily that way in particular. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, do you think there'd be a lot of competition with her, with me? I mean, I don't know. I just felt...
They're interviewing other people. They are interviewing other people. But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. All I know is that Spirit is saying by the end of April, you'll be in a much better position because you will be in a different location, and you should be working by then. Okay, so patience. Patience, okay?
Okay.
It'll come. It's coming.
Okay.
And we're going to go with that, Lena, because we've got a lot of callers still in. Again, Lena, you can listen back on the archives and go through what both my fine cohorts said. And, of course, you can check on, you or any of you folks can check on Psychics Gone Wild and check out all of our psychics and what Miss DC Love, myself, Gary Wimmer, and Dawn Mystic Haven do. We've got about 28 minutes. We've got a lot of callers. Going to try and get to everybody. If you do, folks, do hang up and call in. I can't tell who came in what order, so I take them in the order that I see them here. And we are going to go to area code 571. 571, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your name, my dear?
It's Ziva.
Say it once again.
Z-I-V-A, Ziva.
Viva, okay. The phone's a little, that means life. Right?
It means beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay, my dear. Well, I tell you what, you get to choose which lady you'd like a reading from, or if you'd like me to do a lithomancy reading for you. What would you like?
I think we can try Mystic Haven.
Is okay. Mystic
okay.
Haven, this is Viva.
Hi, honey. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to know about if Spirit has anything to say to me about my marriage or my job.
All right. Well, which one is of more importance to you?
My marriage.
Your marriage.
The whole situation.
The whole situation. Let me see on this one. All right. What is your birth sign and what is his birth sign?
Aries and Sagittarius. He's a Sagittarius.
Okay. That's not a bad combination, those two. They tend to be more calmer, I think, Sagittarians, compared to the Aries.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there a trust issue here?
I would say so. There's some things going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see here. All right, Spirit is saying on this one, honey, what you may perceive is not always based in reality.
Okay.
Okay. As far as any type of fears, doubts, or accusations, make sure
mm-hmm.
there's proof to back them up, and that make sure that these things are not based on just sheer insecurities for whatever reasons, based on maybe things that have happened before does not mean that they will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what I mean, just find, you know, just make sure you find out what the foundations of these problems are before jumping to conclusions. Okay.
Do they have anything about whether we stay together or if we should part ways?
Well, from what I'm seeing on this one, things can be worked out. Okay, there seems to be a problem as far as like almost like a small breakdown of communications, not sharing
mm-hmm.
as much. But if you go back to that, okay, it's almost like looking at where you were when you first got married, okay?
Okay.
And look at, okay, well, how did we kind of lose that on the way? And you go mm-hmm. back to that foundation, okay? You go
okay.
back to it. And it's almost like you're starting over. But it takes
mm-hmm.
two to do that. It takes two people to do that. He may be more willing than you realize to do that.
Okay?
So don't be afraid to say, okay, you know what, let's start over. Let's go back to how we were. Let's look at how things were there. Let's look at what happened. Let's fix it. Because it is fixable. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose where to go from there.
Okay.
Okay? All right? So that's what I got on that one. What was the other one?
Just my job. I've always been working at jobs that I hate just to get by, and I just wanted to know what my purpose is and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, what are you doing now?
I've been working an office job since I was 18, many, many years. And
okay, so you're looking for a change?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Well, you've got a whole different area here that if you choose to pursue it, you could. Spirit is saying medical field on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered that?
I've thought about nursing, but I really don't like the modern medicine field of how they do things. I'm more into alternative ways.
Okay. Because there are courses out there
mm-hmm.
that you could take to become certified in certain areas, and it wouldn't take that long at all, okay, depending on what particular area. If it's along the holistic lines, you can get a degree in that, like, within 6 months, depending,
mm-hmm.
like I said, depending on what particular area you would want to pursue. Because it is showing some possible schooling here. Again, this is based on your own choices and decisions. But that would be a good area for you.
Okay.
You have a natural healing ability within your hand. Did you know that?
I've gotten that from a few pictures and dreams that I've had.
Mm-hmm. You'd be very good with that, Reiki in particular. Reiki healing, Chinese healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have the Chinese do with the healing.
I do it with my kids a lot.
Yeah, where you can feel the heat if somebody has an illness. Okay,
mm-hmm.
How do you explain it? Like, say I have somebody in front of me and they are ill. Okay, they don't have to tell me where they're ill at. I can feel the heat, and I can see it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You have the same gift.
Okay.
So that would be a very good area for you to pursue. Would be Reiki healing,
okay.
Energy healing.
I've thought.
Okay, so if you go online and you look into that to find out, okay, well, where can I learn?
Mm-hmm.
What healing centers are out there in your area? And then contact
okay.
them, okay? That would be a very good field for you.
Thank you.
And this is stuff that even, you know, you can do your schoolwork online and then do your clinical, which
yeah.
is about, like, about a month. So within 6 months, you could become a certified Reiki healer. And
yeah,
you would be very good at it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I've looked into Reiki classes locally, but I just haven't had the funds to just start it. But that's something I'm going to pay for.
Okay. And it's not very expensive as far
yeah.
as schooling. Not that expensive. But you would be really, really good at that. And it would also help you to heal within.
Okay.
Okay? It'll be a healing mm-hmm. process for you as well. All right, that's what I got on all that.
Okay.
We hope
right,
that
so
helps you, my dear.
Yeah, I'd like to know how you're doing with that, okay?
Okay.
Good to have you with us, my dear. Dawn, while we've got you on, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you, and I'm going to let DC do the same thing and so forth. I don't think we did that. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh, my goodness, I'm easy to get a hold of. If you guys have Facebook... I can be found on Facebook, Dawn Mitchell, Mystic Haven. You can friend me on there. You can also send me an email through either Facebook or on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm listed there under Mystic Haven. So you can just send me an email, and I will get back to you. Your best bet.
And DC, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, I could also be reached through Facebook and on Psychics Gone Wild as well. So basically, they're very easy to get, you know, but they can get a hold of us that way too, Gare.
Okay. And myself, of course, Psychics Gone Wild. You go to Facebook, Gary Wimmer, or Gary L. Wimmer. Or you can actually just Google Gary Wimmer. You'll find me. You can also Google Reading Stones. You'll find me because the method used in the book I wrote. So that's how you can find all three of us. We've had a lot of callers in tonight, which has really made it a very interesting night. And we've tried to get to as many as we can, and we are going to continue that. So we appreciate those of you all who've been patient with us. This is 570, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to give this to DC, and then I will take the next caller, which will be 323. So we kind of try to get a little bit of everybody in here. 570, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, it's Carissa.
Carissa?
Hi, Carissa.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, hon, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Do you have a specific question or you want a general reading?
Just a general reading.
Okay. The first thing that I'm seeing, that you're very loyal, you're dedicated, you're a very kind person. And I'm hearing, though, it's time to buckle down and get things done a little bit, that you have to start, like, really honoring your commitments.
Okay.
So they're saying it's time to get things done. You have to leave the planning stage now, and you have to take a little bit of action. And the angels are asking you to, like, honor your promises and your commitments. They're saying, you know, like, pay attention to the details. Someone you can expect to be loyal, dedicated, and dependable. They're saying that you're, like, well-trained and everything. But that's, like, the first thing that they're telling me. And let's see. Okay. They're asking you, the situation they're showing me, your clear decision abilities are needed right now. Is there something going on that you're just, like, wondering about? Because they're saying it's time to remove anything or anyone from your life whose presence is no longer, like, serving you anymore, that's not there for your greatest good, Carissa?
Okay.
Do you understand any of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me see. All right, and then the next thing that they're showing me, I see, let's see. Okay. All right, I see an exciting new opportunity for you. I see it probably, like, in career. Are you thinking of advancing yourself?
Kind of,
okay. Because that's what they're showing me. Like, career is a big one, like, right now that they're showing. So I do see that. I'm just going to see. They say that there's, like, an exciting opportunity coming your way.
Okay.
And that's what I'm hearing. And there's, like, different, like, career possibilities. Now's the time that they're saying, like, it's a good time for you to embrace this and consider it, like, a new adventure. It's going to present itself, and they're saying they want you to go for it, the angels are telling me.
Okay.
And they're saying for you, hon, it's a good time for you to take, like, any kind of risks in order to, you know, manifest your dreams. And the angels are also telling me if you want to change your life, they're saying now is the time. So I do see you either possibly, like, getting a promotion, even starting something on your own, but I do see, like, a beautiful fresh start for you. So that's what they're showing me, like, right offhand.
Okay,
and I'm just going to see if they have any other messages for you, hon. Okay. Hold on, honey, Carissa. Okay. I see the beautiful wishing well, and that's always cool when the angels, like, present that. Okay, and what they're saying with the wishing well, right now is your desire is the most important thing right now if you want to create your new life. And now they're showing me that you're seeing the relationship between desire and inspiration. And perhaps are you in a relationship, or are you? Is there someone that you've come upon that is of interest?
I am married, and
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, were you thinking about having a baby?
No, I have two kids.
No. Okay. Okay, because either that, or it might just be like when I see something like that, it could be even like an idea that's in your head too. It doesn't necessarily, but these are like, you know, some of the things that when they show me the wishing well. So it could be like even a new idea that you're awakening to.
Okay.
And the angels are helping you a little bit to, you know, like gain some insight is what they're saying.
We're trying to like add an animal to the family, so.
Okay. Well, that's an addition. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. You know, it's an addition. And sometimes, you know, a baby, but it could be an animal as well. So that's a good idea. That's not bad. And just trust your instinct. Like when you go and, you know, like you see an animal, you'll know whether it'll, you know, feel right to be in your family. You'll have that feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me just see if there's anything else. I'll just look real fast. Okay. Let me see.
There's someone who passed like a year ago, and he was
okay.
close to our family.
All righty. There's someone who passed? Okay.
His name is Mike.
Mike, okay. Well, I feel that he's like really close around you, and he says like when he's, you know, when you close your eyes that night, he's like there, and he's, do you ever feel like you have like somebody like giving you like an embrace? You feel like he's around you, hon?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I do feel that he's there, and that's what he's like showing me, that he's giving you like a little bit of a hug. Is what he's saying. Okay. And he's telling me that that basically like things right now haven't been as easy as that you'd like it to be. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's giving you a little extra support home from the other side, and he wants you to know that he loves you. And like I said, he's giving you like a little bit of a warm embrace. And he's saying he's there with you, like, presently. And that's what I'm basically, like, getting from Mike, hon. But he's around you and he's supporting you. So just know that. And I hope that gave you, like, a little bit of insight, hon.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that I got to speak with you.
I met
you the other girl. Chris is such a beautiful girl. And you're going to go far, but just have a little confidence in yourself, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you, Carissa.
You
have
too.
A great evening. Thank you.
And we're glad you folks have called in tonight. We've had probably more callers than we've had in a while. We do take calls in the order we have. And if you do call in, don't hang up because it puts you at the back of the line. And I've seen a couple of numbers, I think, that called earlier and probably hung up and called again. But assuming the connection's right, we will see you. Alternating, I will take 405. We've got about 11 minutes left, so maybe we can get two folks in here. 405, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Rita.
Rita, lovely Rita. You've never heard that before, have you? This is Gary, Rita. I'm going to I'd give you a lithomancy reading, if you'd like, over the next couple months.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Yes.
And if you have any specific area of focus, you can either mention it now or after, as I start doing the reading. But I call this 3 months in 3 or 4 minutes, so it comes out to 15 or 20 or 30 seconds at the max per week. So can't cover everything, but cover as much as I can.
Okay.
And Rita, all you have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop these stones and read the pattern and tell you what I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, quit looking at the past for luck. You've got a lot of good stones. Woo! You may not realize this, But you've got Jupiter and the Sun and the Life Stone, the Luck Stone. The Luck Stone's pointing up to the Love Stone. So no matter what you've been through in relationships or whatever you've been through, it feels like you're in this big turnaround in your life. In so many ways, especially involving your place and healing and seeing new luck within yourself. Now, there's a lot of changes going on, both with your how you see place and how you see a fresh direction for yourself in both relationships and opportunities and communication here in the next couple of weeks. But within the first week or two, you're going to start feeling this luck. It's going to help you deal with a lot of these unpredictable things around you in a very more enlightened way, like a more spiritual way, like a more determined, enthusiastic, vibrant, positive, optimistic, and creative way. And that seems to not only accelerate this lucky cycle that you're entering into, it's going to help you go through a lot of things here in the second, third week that are going to clear out all this sort of built-up anger and frustration and, you know, things you know you need to be, that need to be transformed, that need to be healed. So by starting on this feeling of strength and conviction and luck and purposefulness and all that sort of thing, represented by all these powerful stones I was naming, that not only helps you get through this period of letting go and empowers you to do so probably more efficiently than you've been able to in a while, the let go process, the feeling new. And that brings you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually up to a point to be able to handle business, commitments, communication in a much more empowering way. So when there's a lot of change in your life, the best thing to sometimes do is kind of go with it, change it. And when you feel a little flicker of luck and opportunity, which I know you feel a little bit of that, amplify it. It's waiting at your door. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Good, good. Because by the third and fourth week, oh, by the way, this luck is not just accidental luck. It's luck that you created by re-empowering yourself and having a fresh sense of determination and so forth. So not only is it going to bring you the luck that you've been working on creating and help heal that, but by the fourth and fifth week here, it feels like emotionally you've affected people in a very positive way. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's men, either sons, daughters, brothers, husbands, people like that, because you're bolder and you're going to say things, do things, and get things to move up to the next level probably more efficiently than you have in the past and with more conviction and determination and less fear about what if it doesn't work or if it's not heard, you know, just and to be honest, it almost feels like you don't care if it's heard or not. You know you're right. You know what you have to say. You know it needs to be done. This is going to help you both with business things and with these personal relationship issues. And by the sixth and seventh week, the things you've learned, the things you've put into play, this almost like fresh framework with which you see yourself and see the world is not only bringing you closer and closer to this next series of dreams, aspirations, and hope you want, but it's bringing relationships in general up to a whole new level as well. And by the end of this three-month period, and get this, you're going to be glad you started with the feeling of love and determination, because what it's going to do, it's going to bring you back to the basis of what good love and good determination combined bring. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Good,
yes.
Good.
I've made a lot of decisions.
You have, and you're still making them. That's why I said it's not an accident. It's very, it's like you've really empowered yourself. And, you know, you do have you have a lot of very fortunate stones here. Very early, right off. I mean, just one of the more positive readings I've seen, and it's not an accident. You know, you brought this to yourself. So congratulations, my dear. You know?
Thank you so much.
Hope that helps you, Rita.
It does. I've worked really hard in the last 15 months, and that's kind of what I wanted to know.
Now it's time to enjoy your good labors, the fruits of your good labors, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. In fact, thanks all you folks for calling in tonight. We've had quite a busy line tonight, and we are very glad. We've had more callers than we'll be able to get with. But you can sure check in next week, next Monday evening. We're going to try one more caller here, and I'm going to let Mystic Haven talk to area code 412. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Veronica.
Veronica.
Hi.
See ya.
Hi,
how
Veronica.
Are you, my dear? We're going to put you on. We've got about less than 4 minutes, ladies, so we don't have too much time, but why don't you help Veronica, my dear?
Okay, Veronica. What's your question, honey?
Okay, it's about my finances, and I need, like, serious, like, advice with it. And then I'm nervous because my electric bill, and, you know, that's starting to come around because I slacked on that during the winter season. So if you can see anything, do you see anything getting shut off, or I'm really stressed
okay.
out right now.
Let me see. Is your heat primarily electric?
No, my heat is on gas, and I don't pay for that in my apartment building, but everything else is on the electric.
Everything else on electric. Okay. If you contact your electric company, they will work with you. Okay, they'll set up, like, a smaller payment plan with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this way you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, anything being shut off.
I did that, I think, like, over the summer. It was, like, summer going into the fall. Will they allow me to do that again, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they take into consideration what's going on with you financially. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they will work with you, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And they will also refer you to, it's like a subsidiary company that also helps people as well, okay, to help
okay.
them, you know, get caught up on their bills, on their electric bill. So all you have to do is just talk to them. Okay, now finances, are you not working at the moment?
I am working. I have a lot of bills. A lot of student loan debt.
Okay. Some of these bills, are they more like extras? Like things that are not really...
The only thing that's like a little bit extra is the cable. Everything else is like car, insurance, phone, electric, rent. Student loan. Yeah.
Right, okay. Who do you have? Who's your cable company? Is that Comcast?
Yeah.
Oh, they suck.
I know.
they're so expensive. What you may want to do regarding cable, if that is too high, like do you get a high bill from them every month?
Yeah, like $140.
Right. Hey, mine used to be a lot higher than that. What you may want to consider doing, even if it's just temporary, to give you a chance to, because Comcast won't work with you, okay? They will not set up payments with you. What a lot of people are doing now, yes, they may have to give up some of the cable stuff that they watch, but if you go to any Walmart and you get a digital antenna, you can still get quite a few stations, the regular stations. Okay, so you would still have, you know, some type of TV, and that cut that cable bill right there, okay? That's
okay.
just you know, to think about. As far as finances itself go, just be really tight with it, really, really tight. For the next 3 months is what Spirit is saying is you need to really buckle down on this. Get yourself back into a better financial position, and if you do that, within 3 months, you will be a little bit better, okay, even if it means just taking $50 a week and putting it aside. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies, we're going to have to call it an evening. We've got less than 20 seconds left. Veronica, check in with us next week. Call back in. In fact, all you folks, hate to end it, but we've only got 15 seconds left. I wanted to tell both DC Love and Mystic Haven what a pleasure it is to work with you ladies. We'll be back next week. Next
yeah,
Monday.
You too, sir, and our audience too. It's always wonderful.
It is always a pleasure, and we're going to give a round of applause here to the audience. Thank you all for tuning in with us.
Thank you, everybody.
And remember, on Thursday nights, it's time to stop the audience here. On Thursday nights, you can always check out Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. You can always check out us on Psychics Gone Wild. And also, if you want to, check out A Second in Eternity on Thursday night. D.C., D.C., Mystic Haven, thank you ladies so much. Y'all have a good evening.